Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Hey, Steve, how are you there?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Ah, I'm not doing too shabby. How about yourself?
Well, I'm moving around.
Yeah, you're really one of the busiest people that I know. I mean, you talk about people who work 7 days a week. You not only work 7 days a week, you take a vacation and you find work to do even when you're away. What do you attribute your drive to? Where do you get all of your energy?
It's because I enjoy life. I enjoy people. I don't think of it as, quote, work, but doing something of purpose for people overall. And our guest today is someone that I respect, who carries the same banner, and is one that can influence so many people and has for many years. I'm so proud to have her on the show today.
That's so kind of you, Steve. Thank you.
Well, do you want to introduce her name?
Her name is Faye Shepherd.
All right. And Faye Shepherd is?
I'm a managing director at Wells Fargo Advisors. And proud to be here, and I have to share with you that I'm sitting up here on the 19th floor in the Fusco Building in New Haven, overlooking the New Haven Harbor. It's a beautiful day, and it's a pleasure to be here and to be with the two of you and your audience.
Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Why does a person or even a company need a financial advisor?
Because people have their own niches. People have their strengths and their weaknesses. Companies may be very good at making a widget, at making a donut, but investing money is a whole other kettle of fish. There are really a lot of nuances to a 401k. There are more and more regulations. There are ratios that have to be held in place between the highest paid employee, the lowest paid employee. There are rules and regulations on are you working after the age of 70? What do we do for a 25-year-old? How aggressive do we become? How less aggressive should we become? We talk to individuals who come in, and they're very good at being a teacher. They're very good at being a fireman. They're very good at being a physician. But figuring out what they need and how they should put that money together and what they want to do with that money is something that we really have to do a lot of research, and we really have to dig down deep and think about. Now, at Wells, we have 86 lines of business. So when I talk to people, I really have to find out, what is it that you want, and is it your niche?
You say 86 lines of business. What does that mean?
That means we offer 86 lines of service. So we offer stocks, as everybody knows. We offer bonds.
Okay.
We offer bringing in professional management. I work with someone in Purchase, New York. He is an absolute genius in looking at municipal bonds and talking to the cities and states, assessing how good they are, how strong they are. Should we invest with them? Does it make sense? That is his strong point. Excuse me. We talk to people about long-term care. We talk to people about insurance, universal, whole life term. What does that mean? People have needs. We talk to people about lending, and I generally partner up with one of my lending partners, although I was a banker for 20 years and ran Connecticut, and I've done swaps, and I've done SBAs, I've done real estate, I've done commercial and corporate lending. So I have a knowledge and a background, but maybe your client needs that. Maybe you're talking to a business client, so we offer that. We work with people who want to do ESOPs, employee stock ownership plans. That's where an owner wants to retire and move on, and his employees have to find a way to buy out his stock. He wants to get compensated, and they need a lending facility to allow them to do that. Maybe we're talking to a car dealer. You need fleet financing to get that inventory on your premises. Those cars just don't show up miraculously from GM. You got to pay for it. You don't wave a magic wand, and they are there. We do 1031 exchanges. We do all different types of insurance. We manage real estate. Very often, you have a widow, her husband has died, he had a lot of real estate, and maybe she doesn't want to do it or she doesn't have the wherewithal. So we handle homes. We handle multifamily homes. We apartment houses, ranches, farms. We have an expertise. We have experience in managing mineral and oil rights.
No kidding.
Maybe not so much in Connecticut, but certainly in Dallas. But have I bored you enough? I mean, I can.
No. Actually, not at all. I mean, I've got other questions that I've got to ask you. But I got to tell you, I had no idea. If anything, you intrigue me. What are some of the details that you need to know in order to prepare yourself as an individual or even your business for, let's say, working with Wells Fargo?
I ask everyone to come in and bring me whatever financial statements you have. Let me look at your income tax return. Let me look at, you have a mutual fund at Vanguard. Let me look at, you have held at the company stock in Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And then we truly like to have a deep conversation with or about what is it that you want your money to do? That is a crucial question that people often don't think about. People will say, I want it to grow. Well, why? What does that mean? Are you looking to leave this money for your grandchildren? Are you 25 years old and we're looking at retirement when you're 40 or 65 or 70? Do you need income today? Do you want guaranteed income? Should we look at an annuity where someone promises to pay you so much per month for the rest of your life and you take away the risk for them? And we also, along those lines, we talk about how much risk are you willing to take? That word means different to different people.
Sure.
I have people who say they want no risk. They're going to buy gold. Gold is volatile. Gold is good right now, but it's dropped in price. It's not, it's worth much more than it was 20 years ago. And where are you going to store the gold? Are you going to have a vault in your basement?
Is there even enough gold to go around? I mean, if everybody that wants to buy gold, there's not even enough gold, as far, last I knew.
Right, and it's not liquid. You're not going to go to the grocery store and chop off a piece of gold. I mean, maybe when you say you don't want risk, we really buy large cap stocks. We buy quality names that we all know, and a good thing to do is to have dividends. Other people I want risk. I'm looking for the next Nike or Microsoft or whatever that's going to grow, 1,000% in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different definition, and it is crucial for us to find out what it is you want your money to do.
It's very fascinating, the services that I was listening to you that you offer. Boy, you've only hit the tip of the iceberg there. What about help, or maybe a better word would be advice, that you offer your variety of clients?
Well, I'm part of a partnership. I'm very fortunate. I have Chris Cavallaro with me. I have Mario Festini, and I have Jesse Wooten, and we all bring different strengths to the table. As I said, I used to be a lender, so I understand lending, and I do a lot of what we call managed money. Mm-hmm. Chris likes to do his own trading, where we can go directly to the market. We can save you money on trading costs, and actually on the execution, on the price of the stock, we can come in a little bit less. Mario is fascinating. He spends a lot of time going through, let's say, the mutual funds, and there are thousands of them. You need to learn them. We need to understand them. We need to understand what they bring to the table, why we would use them or not use them. I mean, I'm meeting with, we meet every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to bring up, I have someone with a concentrated position in one particular stock, and what are some tax strategies that I can start selling off some of the stock and save on taxes. Somebody's better on tax planning. Somebody's better on estate planning. They're great guys. We cover. It makes it nice in that someone is always in the office. Someone is always available. Monday morning, Mario, Chris, and I are going to see a client. Jesse will stay in the office. He will make sure that the client is taken care of because service is of utmost importance to us and someone is here. We have two people who run the operations, Michelle Lockwood, Kathleen Harkins, fabulous, here, and they push things along and make sure that things are implemented. So the team approach is quite good.
You know, you used the word risk a little while ago. And,
right.
You know, people last year took a huge hit in their 401ks. How do you offset that?
You really implement a strategy based on age and risk tolerance. If someone is 60 years old, you probably should not be 100% stocks. You balance it off with cash. You balance it off with fixed income because they tend to not run in the same way. I also have a manager last year. That market was down easily 20%. Some people were down 30, 40%. He was up 1.5%. Careful what you invest in.
Yeah.
Careful on the equities that you choose. Balance it off with the appropriate bonds.
Gotcha. And even this day and age that we're living in now, the volatile market that we're in, you know, it's up, it's down. People say, well, now's not a good time. Is that true? Because, for example, they're saying, well, no, everything is going down. You know, now's not a good time. But then I sit there and listen, I'm no professional. This is why I enjoy talking with you. But don't you want to buy when the numbers are down, when the price is down? I mean, that's not when you want to sell. That's when you want to buy. I would think now is the time to buy.
You want to take a hard look and you want to buy or you want to income average and get in. Depending on the particular stock, I don't say buy everything, but take a look at what you're looking at. Tech really went up. Tech is down, but there are other companies that are steady, that will last, that will survive. I mean, defense stocks, people are always going to buy soup and butter and cream cheese and bagels, and you know they're going to buy Clorox, and you know they're going to buy bleach. So you look at things like that make sense, that get hit with the market, but you feel will come back. So you look at that type of thing. You look at what's happening politically and where is the Congress putting their money and what are they looking at. So there's always opportunity. My father, many years ago, went out to Michigan, and we used to have a trailer park, and he met with people out there who manufactured, and it was interesting. At the depths of the Depression, they said, they had no depression. People made Pepto-Bismol. People made aspirin. People made money. You can take a hit, but you also have to look for the opportunity at the time. For people who are nervous, who are older, we're buying a lot of treasuries.
Hmm.
They're paying well. They're secured by the government. So we may do that. We may buy them CDs. And, you know, 1 year may get you a 530. To get you over the hump while you're nervous.
Sure.
You know, we do that. It depends on the individual, again, how nervous are you. But there are alternatives.
Fascinating. So what kind of business or businesses, for that matter, can Wells Fargo help?
They can help everybody except people who grow marijuana because we have a federal charter. And so it is still illegal. I'm sorry. I thought I turned off my phone, but not working. What was I saying? Marijuana, we can't do, but we can help most businesses. We have different arms of a company that can work with them. We work with small businesses. We love large businesses. We love franchises. Mm. We deal with a lot of those people. We've built dormitories. We've dealt with some construction people, warehouses, manufacturing facilities. So we deal with all types. Individuals, we tend to say we like to see at least $250,000 in assets. Before we talk to someone, or if you come with a smaller amount, I have colleagues that you can work with that take smaller accounts. Sometimes we take smaller accounts because we know they're going to grow. The doctor starting out, they only have $25,000, but he has the upside potential. We're looking for people who are rational, who are looking for advice, and who want to work with us.
Boy, what a great answer.
We try.
How do you though? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I'm leery about is the person who comes in and says, get me a 50% return. Then you have to go see Bernie Madoff because I can't do that.
Well, and don't go see Bernie Madoff. First of all, you can't, right?
That's
right.
Yeah,
so. Right.
Right. But how do you navigate the financial system in order to help your clients make that money?
It's a good question. It takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of time. You know, we do have a department that does a lot of research on individual equities, on individual bonds. We have companies that we deal with that do a lot of research. I deal with a company down in Houston, and they have a balanced growth portfolio that has done very well, and they specialize in that sort of investment. As I said, they were up on that particular portfolio up about 1.5% when the rest of the market was down. They've done a great job. They also, they among others, as well as Wells Fargo, we have specialists who do research and spend time in faith-based investing, whether it be Catholic, Christian, Mormon, Jewish. We have the ability to do that. But there are teams of people that sit across the country that put this together and do a lot of preliminary research for us that we read and we spend time with. We have people who come in to see us all day long representing mutual fund companies, insurance companies, money managers, and they educate us and update us. They usually bring donuts, which is nice. But so we spend time with them. We listen. You know, people sometimes think, you know, it's so easy. We hit the button and we bought you 100 shares, and you took this money, but behind the scenes, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Folks, you are listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest this morning is Faye Shepherd. She's the financial advisor for Wells Fargo. Faye, can you just, I don't know, maybe provide, if you don't mind, maybe provide a few examples of some advisory and maybe multidiscipline planning?
Sure. We do a big business in bonds. Is that what you mean?
Sure.
We use, I use heavily Belhaven Investments in Purchase, New York. I know Matt Dalton, the CEO. I've dealt with him for years. He appears on CNN, MSNBC. They have won the Top Gun Awards. They're one of the best managers in the country. He's what we call managed money. I send to him the portfolio. I oversee. I do research. I decide which managers I like and what their specialties are. He has done an outstanding job in his business, his niche, as I mentioned earlier, are bonds, and he does some taxable bonds. He doesn't do stocks. He doesn't do alternative investments. He doesn't do annuities. He doesn't do insurance. He doesn't do planning. You know, that's what I do. We also do a lot of planning for people. So that's his niche. We, different types. You know, we use Goldman Sachs. They do a lot of tax-efficient management for us. There's someone else if we don't do it ourselves. And some things we do ourselves. I use Spectrum when I'm looking at preferred stocks. That's their bailiwick. That's all they do. That's all they want to work with. Does that sort of answer your question, or have I?
Perfectly. I mean, but your office, how is your office divided into, let's say, multidiscipline programs?
The office is not divided that way.
Wow.
Each financial advisor is independent. You work under the umbrella, but each advisor, no other advisor in this office can see my clients or what I do or what I'm up to, other than my three partners, because we share. We work as a group under the umbrella of Wells Fargo. I mean, it's their compliance, and they oversee, and there's a manager in the office. But we are separate and distinct, as is as is each individual advisor in the office.
And if somebody were to see you at age 35 and somebody were to see you at age 55, different advice for each person?
Different advice. It also differs, on, as I said, on what they want. Does a 35-year-old want to retire at 40? Does he want to retire at 70? Let's just say
65 in either case.
If they're going to retire at 65, we really need to balance that. We do what we call a planning piece in vision, and we try to figure out how much do you have to put away each year, how aggressive do you have to be, how much can you retire on?
Okay.
And we do it after taxes. And we plug in things like health care costs. People forget that Medicare is not going to pay for everything. You also have to pay a Medicare premium for Part B. You have to buy a supplemental. It's going to cost you unless you're in the military and you have TRICARE for life. We plug that in. We plug in what you're putting in your flexible spending account. We plug in what if you don't have long-term care and you need to spend $100,000 a year. We plug in that when you retire, you want to buy that island off the coast of Costa Rica.
Oh, yes. Let's not forget that.
Let's not forget that. We plug in you're going to buy a new car every 5 years. We plug in that you want to gift your grandchildren $10,000 a year. We plug in anything else you think you want to do or you want to save.
Okay.
On. We may have to plug in you're taking care of your parents for 10 years.
Sure.
That's $30,000 a year.
Makes sense.
And plug it in.
And I would imagine treating your business clientele as opposed to individual clientele, is that just a different set of questions, a different itinerary, a different different types of investments?
The approach is similar, but we have the investments are probably the same. But we ask different questions.
Okay.
And the product's a little bit different. I mean, a business owner, you need key man life insurance. What if something happens to you? How do we take care of your family? How do we put together a succession plan for you? We probably bring in other departments that are here at Wells Fargo, the private bank, the trust department, the special needs department. You have a special needs child. The business plan for the individual, you need those departments, but particularly for a business. Who's going to take over your business? Do you need help selling that business? We have the ability to do that. At what age do you wish to sell it? Do you wish to have your son buy it out or daughter? And how do we arrange for that? And how do we establish that? Do we do an ESOP or is it an outright buy? Is it an outright gift? Do you continue to act as a consultant? The business, do you need a line of credit? We have a priority credit line that you can use against stocks. You need no financial statements.
Wow.
You merely pledge these securities. It's a 3-page document, and you can borrow against it.
Faye, there's so much to think about. This is kind of a general question.
Yes, sir.
The best time that maybe a prospect should kind of reach out to you for advice, whether it's individual or business, when is the best time for them to do that?
Anytime, the sooner the better. The sooner you start to plan, the better off you are. More time in the market, more time for planning, the better that you do. Look, you can't come, I can't have someone come here at age 70 and say, listen, Faye, I want to retire at $1 million a year.
I'll bet you've heard all the stories, though, right?
I mean, I've heard your head
in disbelief. What's the best way that someone can contact you, Faye?
They can call me at 203-784-4123, online, faye.shepherd@wellsfargoadvisors.com. If you Google me, Faye Shepherd, I'll come up. You'll probably see my link. I'm on LinkedIn, and it's Faye, F-A-Y, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D.
I want to bring Steve Glick back into the fold for the remaining a couple of minutes. Steve.
Gary, I just want to share with you.
Yeah.
Faye Shepherd, the word shepherd.
Yes.
What that represents is the perfect last name for our Faye here, because she is a shepherd. She brings people together, and she services things. I know Faye for many years. We've worked on some projects in the past.
Oh, she's a leader, too.
Yes, yeah. She's a natural. And she's a special person for our communities in Connecticut. And more people need to get to know her. She has a lot to offer.
Wow. I mean, boy, does she. How long have you been doing this, Faye? And what led you to Wells Fargo?
I was a banker for 20 years. I ran Connecticut. I ran the nonprofit hospital arena. And I left banking and I came to this side because I'm a little bit more independent. I've been doing this for over 20 years.
Hmm.
So I have some experience.
What was it about Wells Fargo that attracted you the most?
I knew some people who were here and they were happy with it and the guidance. And I interviewed with a manager that I liked. I interviewed with what they call the market manager, Chris Calabrese, who we say is a straight shooter. I was very, very impressed with him in terms of management style and the aid that he could give me. And I met with Mike Carroll, who is the division head, who runs the entire coast, wow. East Coast. There are only four divisions. Very impressed with him. He's been very helpful, very supportive. Wow. So the managerial support has been outstanding. The products and the depth and the service here is strong.
I can tell just from listening to you folks. If you'd like to get in contact with Faye Shepherd over at Wells Fargo, it's very easy to do. It's 203-784-4123. I'll repeat that for you. Area code 203-784-4123. I want to thank our guest, Faye Shepherd from Wells Fargo, financial advisor. If you've got questions for the main man over here, Steve Glick, that's very easy to accommodate. You simply give him a call toll free at 800-953-4467. Again, it's toll free at 800-953-4467. You can also visit him online at www.citrust.com. Again, it's citrust.com. For Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long.